Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Friends, and welcome to the Happy Hour with Jamie Ivy podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, and I'm so excited that you're here. Each week, I invite a girlfriend to join me on the show, and we chat about the big things in life, the little things in life, and everything in between. Today's show is a tad bit different, and this show I'm calling my Mother's Day gift guide. So for this show, my friend Emily Lex from Jones Design, who's been on the show three other times because I love her dearly, and you will as well, she joined me, and we're chatting about 11 different companies that we think are good places for you to spend your money. Now, the thing about the Mother's Day gift guide is that most of my listeners are women, so you're probably not buying gifts for yourself, but you probably might have a mother in your life that might want a gift. You might have a girlfriend in your life that wants a gift, a teacher. The thing about these gifts is they are not specific just for moms. They are specific for women, and so these are great gifts for you to remember about end-of-year teacher gifts, a gift for a girlfriend, gifts for your friend down the street, your neighbor. These are just great places that we recommend you putting your money towards buying gifts for people. So today we're going to go through 11 different companies that we think you should buy gifts from. Also, we're talking about like what TV shows we hated that our kids listen to. We're talking about road trips. We're talking about all kinds of fun stuff as well. So sit back, relax, listen, and all of these gifts have great things for you to look at, great websites, Instagram accounts. Don't worry about writing them down. Just head over to jamieivy.com and we have a great list already crafted for you to send to your friends. You can copy and paste it, send it to your husband, whatever. There's great ways. We have links. Everything you need is going to be over there. So don't stress about writing anything down. You're going to love this show. Emily and I crack up a lot. And next week, my guest is Shelley Giglio. So you're going to want to come back for that as well. Guys, here is my conversation with Emily discussing gift guides for Mother's Day. Have fun. Okay, Emily, thank you for coming on to this special edition. Every time I say something like that, I feel like I'm like Nightline. Like, this is a special edition coming at you. Special edition happy hour.
You need the little like, dun,
dun. Yes, exactly. No, but this is our special edition Mother's Day shopping guide, which you and I were just talking before. And the thing is that a lot of my listeners, I'm going to go out on a limb and say 99.9999% of them are women. And so you might be listening. You're like, dang it, I wish my husband would buy me this, or I wish my son would buy me this or something. And so I'm going to have a link for you to share. But I also want to say, and I think you think this too, Emily, is that these are gifts like not just for Mother's Day, but for teacher gifts, birthday, yes, friends, Christmas. These are things to really, really like take note of and kind of tag on your computer.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Emily has been on here 18 times.
18 times.
For real, three.
I squeeze myself in again.
Here's your fourth time on the happy hour.
Yay.
It's because we love you and I love you.
Oh.
And so Emily and I, really, there's 11 companies that we are going to tell you about. And I just want to tell you up front what some of my criteria are for actually choosing people to talk about. Number one, I really like companies that are either created by women or employ women, because I think that's valid. And I think we should support women in the marketplace. Another thing is I love companies that give back. And so not all of these, I mean, I don't think so, but most of them are give back, but not all of them.
Yeah, most of them for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And so I love supporting organizations that give back. And then I had a third thing. What would you think that was? I can't remember.
You want it to be something you like.
Yeah. So I want it to be something that like I would buy and I would purchase and I would give as a gift. So those are my three criteria as we move into this. And we have 11 things and you're like probably on the treadmill or you're washing dishes or you're driving. Don't worry. I'm going to have a blog post up. Everything's going to be listed for you, ladies. No stress.
Aww. You make it easy.
I know. Okay. Let's get started.
Okay.
The first company that we are going to talk about is called Love 41. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I am an owner of another
actually two, I have two purses, other two other purses from Love 41, and love them. Let me tell you about Love 41. They donate 100% of their profits to help others in need through education, food, shelter, and job training in Rwanda. Like, I just said 100% of their profits.
I
don't even
really
understand
crazy.
That.
I know.
Yeah.
But so I love it. I was in Rwanda a couple years ago. So anytime the people of Rwanda come up, I'm like, yes, I support you.
I just might be going to Rwanda this summer. It's a total might. But was it just amazing?
It was amazing. It was my first time in Africa, and we were in Kigali. And I mean, I went with Noonday with Jessica Honegger, mm-hmm. and then International Justice Mission, and they put on this trip that was probably, I mean, Kigali, it was like we ate at these restaurants that you forgot that you were in Africa until you went into the restroom.
Yeah.
And remembered. Oh, wait, I am in Africa. But the people were lovely. The climate is wonderful. The city is clean. The countryside is beautiful. I absolutely will go back in a second. I loved it.
I hope I get to go to Rwanda. So it's not anything until, but I read a book a couple years ago called Left to Tell.
Yep.
Have you read it?
I have read it. I read it before we left.
It gives me the chills just thinking about it. It was one of the best books I've ever read. Would you concur with that?
I would say that the story is just, I mean, reading it from home in America, like sitting in my bed reading the book, it is heartbreaking. And it's about the genocide that happened in 1995, I think.
I was going to say, just we're recording this on April 8th. And I think yesterday I read somewhere was the anniversary of when the genocide began.
Yeah.
I think I read 94 or 95.
It is like to be there in Rwanda, and we went to a couple of the churches where the genocide, like they were taking place. And it was, I mean, I won't go into the details, but it just, it put that book so much more into like real life that yes. And this woman who the book is about, she spends, I don't remember how many days, but like, several months. Maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say.
In this teeny little bathroom with like eight other women, and they shriveled down to nothing, and they had to be silent or else they would be killed.
Yeah.
And it's just insane that that happened only 20 years ago.
It's crazy. So that's called Left to Tell, and Immaculee is her name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it was so good. Okay, so this Love 41, they go all the profits go back to Rwanda.
To Rwanda.
Which is just amazing. Two sisters started this company. And all of the items that they have are with like high quality materials, full grain leather. Okay, so the bag that we got.
Mm-hmm.
Emily's job through the entire podcast is to describe our items without using the words like cute. Awesome.
Cute. Okay, I'm not going to use cute.
Okay, but this bag. I am in love with this bag.
Yes.
It is this, the Simple Tote is what it's called, and it's $169. It's full on leather, and it's got like a 41-year guarantee. What do you love about it?
I have been wanting a good leather bag for a long time. One of the things that I read on here is that it won't crack. Like it's a really full grain leather or something. So it's really supple.
Here's the word. There you go.
But it's just soft. And really nice. The straps are just like the leather. And I've used it the last couple of days, like throwing in, I don't know. We went to our friend's house and I put the kids like swimsuits in there to take. And I took it to the doctor's office yesterday with my books in it. So it's a great size. It's big. There's not like inside pockets and stuff. So it's just like a really great leather tote bag.
It is. It's just what it says. You just throw your stuff in and go with it.
Yes. Yes.
Loved it.
Yes. And the color that I got is like the perfect kind of saddle brown.
That's
wonderful.
Mine too, I think. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yes. I really like it.
Okay. All right. That is.
And $169, which is no short chunk of change, but for a leather bag, I was surprised. That's a great price.
It's a great price point. And they have tons of other stuff over there that's beautiful, but this really would make a great gift for someone. That's Love 41. Okay. Here's our next company. It's called Marriage More. And Marriage More is a podcast plus shop plus all other kinds of stuff. And it is run by my friend Mandy Rose. And you may remember Mandy because she was on the Happy Hour. She was guest on episode number 69. And so I actually met Mandy too. She came to my Happy Hour Live. So much fun. But her and her husband, they just value marriage. And so they have this podcast called Marriage More. And the thing about the podcast is I would say they do give tips and helpful things of how to like improve your marriage, but they were very real. Like I listened to an episode the other day and the episode was all about like Jeff, her husband, talking to her about like things that she could do better and her receiving it and then talking through it. And I'm thinking, I can't believe they're letting us listen into this. Like this, I'm a little stressed right now.
But isn't that nice to just know that, like, oh, other people go through this, and this is a healthy way to talk through it, and maybe I could do a little bit of that, like add that to my relationship.
Yeah. I mean, it really, I was listening. I was like, okay, so if Aaron comes to me, like, I want to be receptive and I want to be gracious. And so they do that. And so they have t-shirts, and I got one of their t-shirts, and it says Happy Wife. How cute is that?
So cute.
Happy Wife. And it's one of the, it's on like a great t-shirt. It's not on a crappy t-shirt because I don't wear crappy t-shirts. But they give another company, good gracious, look what we're starting out with. 100% of the profits from their online shop go to organizations that are building schools in Ghana, Guatemala, Kenya, and how do you say that?
Laos.
Laos. Huh, hello. And so they send all their profits away as well.
Yeah. And these are really nice t-shirts. It's like, I don't know what is it made of, but.
Yeah, it's on that Bella brand, which is a great t-shirt to have in any, you know, on anything. So their goal is just to inspire more people to love marriage and to be intentional about it. And so, they say,
and happy wife is so cute.
It is, isn't it?
I also saw that they are going to have a limited edition Happy Mommy, which I think is so darling for like a new mom. And then also I do notice that these run a teeny bit small. So if you're ordering, maybe size up.
Yeah, I'm all about sizing up. yeah, that Happy Mommy would be so cute for a new mom. You're right. That'd be a fun shower gift.
I think so. I know. Or it's my sister-in-law's first Mother's Day this year. And I feel like maybe that would be a fun. Yeah. Ooh, don't listen, Jess.
I'd be getting Stop that now. okay. So that's marriage more. And that would just be a fun gift for a new mom and a wife. Okay. Here is our next store. And it is called The Mad Marketplace. Okay. If you've listened for a while, you probably heard them because they were an advertiser, I think back in December on this show. But The Mad Marketplace is a really great one-stop shop. And what they do is they partner with some of the coolest Madcos. That's what they call them. I think that's cute. And it stands for Make a Difference Companies. So they're partnering with companies that are making a difference, kind of like what we're doing right now in the happy hour. And so they've created this marketplace for consumers so you can like have this one-stop shop for all things that give back. So if you're the kind of person who's like, you know what, I like to buy gifts and I need to know that they give back, Mad Marketplace is like your one-stop shop.
Such a good resource. And I was just clicking around on the website and it's done really well. It's easy to navigate. You know what category you're in. And I just felt like, oh, good. Someone else is doing the work of figuring out what companies are good companies to buy from. Because I mean, half of the issue is like, I just don't even know where to go to buy these things.
That is so true.
Having a marketplace is such a brilliant idea.
It's such a brilliant. And they sent us, I mean, Tina over at Mad Marketplace, I sent her an email the day after I got the goodies. And I was like, you have outdone yourself because they sent us so much wonderful stuff. And I just want to tell you some of the things they have there that I loved in my box. Those Roma rain boots.
Yes.
We said this earlier. What's her sweet face?
Sadie from Robertson. Duck Dynasty. Yeah.
Yeah, she does them. I got this amazing wallet clutch from Join, J-O-Y-N. And I've seen this company before. I believe their bags are made in India. Beautiful, wonderful, wonderful. Do you drink tea, Emily?
I do sometimes drink tea.
Okay, because there's this awesome tea maker. I'm going to use all the wrong words because I've never made tea, like, except for iced tea.
I mean, I use my instant hot water and stick a tea bag in it.
So. No, exactly. But this is like really this fancy bottle and you put the tea, what do you call them?
Oh, like the tea leaves in
the
it?
The leaves, yes. Yeah. And then it brews itself and then you make your tea right there.
Ooh, that's going to up my tea game.
Huh? Right, right. So I just love that they put all of these places in one stop for you to go back.
Sure.
And I want to tell you about something. If you've been listening to the Happy Hour for a while, you've also heard of Better Life Bags. In fact, she was on the show too early on. Oh my goodness. But right now they have all those bags on clearance. So that's something to know as well.
And I have their Better Life bag, like laptop bag, that's the black and white stripe with the leather bottom. And I saw that those are on sale. One of them is actually called the Emily diaper bag. So
is it named after you?
No.
Oh, I don't. Wouldn't that be fun?
Emily's a pretty common name.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
No, I saw it and I was like, do I need a diaper bag? No, I really don't. But I like that one. But yeah, that one's a cute one. So
they have such great stuff. One more thing she threw in there is this whistle necklace.
Yes.
And my husband snagged it like before I could even get it out of the bag. Okay. So they have the falling whistles. Did you read about that on the webpage?
I read just a little touch of the story, which is awesome.
Oh, it's so good. And it was helping out child soldiers in the Congo. Am I right?
Yes. And and kind of the idea of we all can't necessarily be there to help all these kids, but we can blow whistles and do our part to bring peace to that part of the country and part of the world. So wearing it is like a symbolism of saying, I'm a whistleblower. And I love that.
Yeah. And that's another thing about the Mad Marketplace. One of their big things is that they consider themselves storytellers as well. Mm-hmm. So each of their products, what they want is they want for me to buy a product from them, wear it, and then be able to tell the story. And so that just kind of keeps them going.
I think that sometimes we get so stuck in our little like culture here where we forget that there's like a world outside, or at least I do. I get stuck in my world and I forget there's a world outside. And so I think that I can enter into these stories with a little skepticism. Like, is that really true? Or is that really what this business, do they really give 100% of their profits away? And I feel like my experience going with those two organizations to Rwanda and then seeing the artisans who are making these products, they have a job and this is for real for them and they're getting paid and their lives are absolutely better because of these organizations. And it was so good for me, this like skeptical kind of snotty American girl, to go into that situation with that skepticism and totally have it be knocked to the ground. So if you're listening and you're kind of in those same shoes, like, I don't know if this really, it really does make a difference.
It's amazing. Absolutely. It really does. And so many of these companies, like when I ask them what makes your company stand out, a lot of them that have the give back model, they would be like, well, this many women have a job every month at our company.
Yes.
This many children are getting fed every month.
Yes.
And I'm just like, man, that's really, really cool.
It's so great. Yeah.
Yeah. So Mad Marketplace, really one-stop shop. This goes way beyond Mother's Day. This is like everyday life. For they sent us peanut butter too. I mean, that's everyday life right there, you know? So they actually are offering you 50% off of one item. So I'll have the promo code up over on my website, jamieivy.com. But that's good. It's good starting today, and then it's good through April 30th. So
great.
Take advantage of that.
Yes.
If you don't know it, guys, I'm a Texas girl through and through. I've lived here most of my life. I was born here and I love traveling. Here's why I love traveling throughout Texas, because it has a vast landscape of cultures, regions, destinations, and activities, which means there's an infinite number of different travel experiences. And no two travelers are exactly alike, and it means that no two trips should be either. If you're a beach person, well, you can have fun under the sun with Texas's 350 miles of coastline. If you're more of a rugged vacation type, there are campgrounds, hiking trails, and state parks galore. And foodies cannot get enough of Texas's world-famous barbecue and Tex-Mex. Enjoy live music, visit internationally recognized art museums, and check out thrilling cowboy experiences. And now, Travel Texas offers a one-of-a-kind online trip builder that allows users to generate a custom, visually-led trip matched to their unique interests. Guys, come visit my state. Visit traveltexas.com/get-your-own to get the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours. That's traveltexas.com/get-your-own. You guys, in January of 2024, I made a commitment to myself. I wanted to get stronger, which meant I needed to get in the gym, which means I needed to move my body in different ways. You guys know I love to walk. Well, it's spring, and spring is the best time for us to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, to tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. I love my Peloton. It accommodates to my schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. I can choose a 30-minute class. I can choose a 45-minute class. If you only have 5 minutes, there's literally a class to get you moving your body in 5 minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and every mood. There are classes if you want to hear country music, if you want to hear rock, if you want to go back to the 80s. If you can't run, take a walking class. Need some grounding? Try yoga. If you want to level up, go for their Pilates or HIIT workouts. Here's what I love is that you can move at your own pace. And that is what I'm learning that my body needs right now. It needs to move at its own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take all the guesswork out of working out. You guys, we think about so many things during the day. Let's take the guesswork out. Let's jump right in and let's keep our fitness journey fresh every single day. Peloton has everything you need to get you where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton has something for you. I personally love a good 45-minute hip-hop class. It gets me moving. It gets me excited. It's my favorite genre of music. Just ask my kids. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Okay, now let's do some jewelry. We haven't done jewelry yet. Okay, so this is EM Jewelry and Design. And so this is a sweet young lady. I don't even know if she's a sweet young lady, but every time I email with her, she seems like a sweet young lady. So, Ellen, I think you're a sweet young lady. You're very sweet. She's in Waco, Texas, which is not far from me, Sickle Bears. And she creates jewelry all by herself. And let me tell you, whenever someone tells me I create anything, first of all, I'm in awe. When they tell me I create this jewelry that I'm looking at that looks hard to create.
It looks hard. Well, it's like metal smithing.
Yes.
I don't know what that looks like in a real life thing, but it's legitimate. Like, she's not buying pieces from
Michael's
manufacturers. She's like making the metal.
Exactly. And she didn't go to Michael's to get a bunch of beads to put together either. Oh, you know, it is so beautiful, beautiful. And so she sent me the grease. That's how you say it. Lariat. And so I am, it's beautiful. It's like gray. It's very, muted down, which is fabulous, you know, to kind of just be this like soft piece of jewelry that you can add on.
Yeah.
So they're like classic yet unique. That's how she describes it. And I think that's how I would describe
Absolutely.
It as well.
Like really simple, but sort of funky and kind of, like a statement necklace is usually a little bit like loud and gaudy, which is sometimes totally right for your outfit. But for these ones are like a statement necklace that's really subtle and an interesting piece.
Exactly. And she said one of her things that, you know, that she says is it's really cool is that her jewelry is – every piece is actually designed and made by hand from start to finish by her. And I think that's just really cool. That's a great place to put your money as well. This is a woman who created a business with a talent that she has, and she does all of it. There's no outsourcing.
That's just amazing.
Love it.
By the time we send her all of this business, she's going to need to have like a shipping coordinator. Hopefully.
She's going to need something. Hopefully.
She'll need something. Yes. No, this just makes me, there's a few of these coming up where it just makes me so proud to be a woman and to, I don't know, that sounds dorky.
No,
but
it doesn't. It's great. I know.
To live in a time where we can be maybe stay-home moms, but also have a business. And I just feel like that is my story. And it has made me into a better woman, a better mom, a better wife, to have something to like get my hands dirty with. And I'm just so happy that these women are doing this. And it takes a lot of work, but I'm absolutely a support.
I am too.
Businesses.
I am too. Because we all have this creative side within us, whether that's be making jewelry or lettering or, I mean, some people may think they don't have a creative side. I used to say that.
You used to say that.
I know. But I think maybe we would all like to have this outlet, whatever that might look like. And so it is awesome to see women stepping up and creating that. And also, I'm like so proud of Ellen. I've never met her either, but she just like was making jewelry and she was trying to find a place in Waco to do it. And then finally her friends and family were like, hey, why don't you just start your own thing? Way to go.
I love that. Yes.
Okay. Here is our next company organization, which is also started by two women. It's called the Sparrow Studio. Okay. So the Sparrow Studio, they are doing great things. And one of the things that they do, so here's the three things that they sent me that I want to talk about. A beautiful table runner with sparrows on it. Did you get that?
I did. That's embroidered.
Oh my gosh. It's so beautiful. And then I got like these wooden kitchen spoons and a paper bead necklace. But I want to tell you about this paper bead necklace because I don't know if you realize this. Paper beads are pretty common, right? Like we've been seeing that for a while, right? I mean, the first paper beads I got might have been from Noonday. I'm not sure. But they're very common in Africa. But here's what their paper beads are. I just went and looked at mine and they're using them as like decoration. Like it's a really long strand, but it is all connected. But they say they're using them as like garlands or around a candle, around their house as decoration. I thought, what a great
That's
idea.
That's such a good idea. Well, and on mine, yours is probably the same. There's a little clasp, and so you can have a couple of them and hook them together. So you can make it super long.
I love that.
Yeah, I know. And mine are just all white, which this gal who sent it to me, she must have known my style is like white. So I feel like I could get a bunch of these strung and just hang them on my mantle, and it would be so pretty and like a subtle little beaded white thing. I love it.
Or on like a Christmas tree.
On a Christmas tree, Jamie. There you go. Yes.
So that's what's cool about their paper beads. Now, the table runner, which has sparrows on it. And here's, I just want to tell, I want to read actually what she wrote because I thought it was really good. So the sparrow runner, it's one of the favorite things. And this is also in Rwanda. And we didn't mention that, but this is our second Rwandan company. So this is one of the favorite things the ladies are doing. But here's what they wrote about sparrows. It says, sparrows are historically viewed as somewhat of a throwaway pest type of bird. In biblical times, they were used for food or as sacrifices for the poorest. And that is pretty close to how prostitutes are viewed today as people and to be used up as disposable as pests. But Jesus says he notices every single sparrow that falls and that we are worth more than many sparrows. So at the Sparrow Studio, they value people like Jesus does. And the women that are making these products, they have survived the 94 genocide that we just talked about in Rwanda. Yeah. And how amazing is that?
So me, and just the opportunities, it kind of like made me tear up when you even said it, just because it gives opportunity to people who are just, you know, the lowest of the low.
Yep.
And that with paper beads, you know, like that are so pretty. So it's just such a great way to add meaning into your home and to spend your money in a smart way that's helping people. It's so great.
It's so wonderful. And these women, not only did they survive the genocide, which do you know offhand how many people were killed?
I think it was about 1 million.
I was going to say it was 1 million. Yeah.
In a short amount of time.
That's what was crazy.
It wasn't even that long. It was like, oh gosh,
was it
I
like
wish I had
5 months or so.
Yeah. I mean, it was for sure less than a year. It was a short amount of time and it just wiped out so many people.
So crazy. Another book I read, you've probably seen the movie Hotel Rwanda, but I read the book.
Oh, how was
not
that?
Not based off the movie, but based on a book about this man. It was so wonderful. I think I must have been going through a Rwandan reading stage a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But these women, not only did they survive, but what happened then is they became trapped in the sex trade, which is just blows my mind. So many of them had contracted HIV or other STIs, but now they're like surviving. And some of them are single moms and they have this little community where they are being redeemed, not only spiritually, but just like physically and financially. And they're creating a marketplace.
Exactly.
And then we get to help support this marketplace, which then supports them.
Yes. Well, and one of the things that I learned about, and this might be the same in other kind of small countries, is that school is not for free. You have to pay. But it's about, I think in Rwanda, it was $8 a semester. And many families don't have $8. But $8 is not that much for someone who can get a job and can work, and then they can send their kids to school, which without being able to send their kids to school, there's just no future for those children. Right. So for these women who now have a job that even though like what they get paid is not it all comparison to what you would get paid for making the same jewelry in America, it's just a different like economic structure.
For sure.
But it is absolutely what they need, and the marketplace is there for them. Like it's so perfect for them.
It's so wonderful. And all of the stuff that is done by the Sparrow Studio is actually designed by these two moms that live in Denver. And then everything's handmade by Rwanda by 33 moms. And she said between them all, they have 102 kids.
Oh my goodness. Kind of sounds like my neighborhood, actually.
Right? Lots and lots of babies That's over so there.
Crazy. Yes.
And they also they're going to let you do happy hour as a coupon code for 20% off the whole site. So
okay.
I know, isn't that great? I'm also going to put all of these people's Instagrams on the website because I love following people that are doing things like this as well.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Okay. Next company, Milk and Honey Teas. Mm-hmm. You sent me a picture the other day of you and your new Milk and Honey Tea.
I did.
It was a hilarious picture.
It was a good one. I was trying to take a picture of myself in the car to say like, hey, look, I'm wearing this t-shirt. And Ryan was next to me driving and he kept trying to like get in the way, which he did.
It was hilarious. But Milk and Honey Teas it is a family owned home-based business, and they design and sell stylish, high-quality teas. If you've been listening to Happy Hour, you've also heard of them because they've been a sponsor. And Mandy, I actually, the owner, creator, designer, shipper, everything. She came to the Happy Hour Live too.
Oh, she did.
She did. So she just wanted to just start this t-shirt company, which again, way to go, Mandy. That always is just like, I'm so excited. And all the designs are printed on top quality products that come from ethical producers. That's important when you're buying t-shirts. Yeah. And they also have a give back model. So every month they donate $2 from every item sold to an organization helping people in need. So t-shirts. I practically live in them. What else would I wear?
Right.
I have no idea what I would wear if I didn't wear t-shirts.
Well, these ones are super soft. I got a couple. One of them is like a baseball tee, which is really cute. And it says maybe strong and courageous, which is the verse that I have for my boys. So when I was wearing it the other day, they're like, Mom, I love your shirt. So that one was great. And then she gave me one that has a Washington State on the pocket. And I wouldn't say I'm like, Texas people have a lot of pride in their
yes,
state.
We do.
So they wear Texas on their shirt. I don't know that I like have major pride in Washington, but we're taking this round the country road trip and I feel really excited to take this Washington State shirt with me.
Of like, course you do, because you need pride.
I need pride. So I'll have pride in my Washington
shirt. So fun. She does do t-shirts with like your state logo things on it. And that's fun.
It's really fun. It's great. It's just a fun way to personalize it.
I got a really cute tank top.
Does it have a pineapple on it?
No, but that's one of her new lines. Isn't that
cute? Oh, I got the pineapple one too. I was really excited about that one.
Those are so cute. I saw that. That's part of her new line. Mine says Amazing Grace, and it is this tank top that I will probably live in at the baseball field. But they do really great stuff. And so they have a new line, the spring collection. Some of them say, be still, be the light, Amazing Grace, put on love, and then your adorable pineapple design.
Yes.
So these are great gifts for moms. These are great gifts for anybody. I mean, like teachers, best friends. The other day, someone was telling me about, do you have a name for like, if you like send someone a surprise gift?
No.
Okay, me neither. But, and I wish I wouldn't have started the story because I don't remember what they said, but someone said, oh, that's like a something. And they had this name for what they called like a surprise gift. Like, have you ever just come home and the mailbox is like a gift from someone and it's just...
No, I mean, except for this, like I got the mail. But no, wouldn't that be so nice? How can you do that?
I know.
I heard you had did a podcast with someone who, it might have been your cute podcast Jamie, who was saying that
Jamie
she
Dolan.
Sends books to her friends when
she
loves
did.
Them. Like, that is so nice. I should be doing that.
I thought the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And so maybe we could start.
Start that with a t-shirt. I mean, anyone would love these t-shirts. I should do that. Just get... Start sending things to people.
Start
I love.
Sending things. I know it's because it's so fun to get packages and mails
so
and
fun.
Gifts.
Yes.
I know. All right. Next company, which is another bag, and it is not to be confused with Love 41, but Number 41, which I think it's hilarious that we have two companies with the name Number 41 in them. What are the chances?
Did you read where they came up with their name from?
On Number 41?
Yes.
Yes.
It's from this Andy Stanley quote that says, do for one what you wish you could do for all.
I love that.
Like, that is such a great way to, I love that name.
I do too. Do you know, I'm going to admit something really crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
I read that and I didn't know where the number 41 came from until I heard you read it out loud.
For one.
I know.
Do for one.
It just clicked. Hello.
I thought that was a great way. I feel like I'm always naming companies and it's hard to come up with a name. And that one is just such a clever way to.
Coming up with a name for a company is really hard. And so I like that.
I love this. Yeah.
Do for one.
Do for one.
What you wish you could do for all.
Yes.
Thank you, Andy Stanley. Okay, so this is Number 41, and surprise, they help women in Rwanda.
Surprise. You're drawn to Rwanda right now. I'm excited to see what happens with
this.
This
might mean I will be going there this summer. We shall see.
We shall see.
That's so crazy that I just got an email about possibly going to Rwanda, and I have
three companies on here.
Three companies.
And you've read all of those books.
And I read those books.
Yeah. There's something there.
There's something there. Okay, so Number 41 is, here's their mission. It's pretty simple. It's empowering women to create change in their own lives, in their community, and in the world. And I think that could be my mission statement.
It should be all of ours.
Right? I mean, that's just a beautiful mission statement. You know what I love about that mission statement is the reason that it could be all of ours.
Right.
And that's what I think is important.
Right.
Because they're just coming alongside these women, just like I would want someone to come alongside me. Mm-hmm. They're encouraging them to use their talents, and then they're helping them create sustainable income for themselves.
Right. And make an impact.
and make an impact.
Which is, I think, what we all want, is right. to feel lives are worth something.
Yeah. And so number 41, like, just started 4 years ago, I believe. They employ 13 full-time artisans, 15 other full-time employees. They feed 1,200 students and teachers at two different campuses from their own community every day. And this is cool. Out of their original group of 32 women, all have moved out of the orphanage they grew up in, and 19 will be graduating from university this year. I mean, that's amazing.
That's amazing. And you know what? Those numbers are so teeny when you think about, like, all of the population, but then it just goes back to that do for one. Yep. You know, those 19 people who are graduating from university, they didn't think that they would be able to do that.
Yeah.
And this has allowed that. It's incredible.
It's and those 19 that are graduating, like, they change the trajectory of their family.
Absolutely.
Which then changes their community, their, you know, we're just like, we're seeing change one family at a time.
Yes.
They donate 100% of the profits from the sale of these items to fund this feeding program that we talked about. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they give a hot, healthy daily lunch to nearly 1,200 students while they're in school, which is amazing. And so they sent us, it's called the Vestine Four Pocket Tote.
Mm-hmm.
It's super funky. You probably got a different style.
Yeah, mine is cute. It's like we went to this fabric market when we were in Rwanda, and there's just like aisles and aisles of all of these beautifully printed African fabric. So I'm sure that that's what these are. But you know what my favorite part? This is a really random thing. There's these two little brass brads that are holding the pockets, and that's my favorite part. They're really cute, and like these cute little
You're
rivets.
You're such a design functional person right there, because I don't think I noticed these two little brads.
Now do you see them? They're really cute.
Of course I see them. They're so cute.
They're darling.
So
we used the word cute.
We did use cute a lot. Mine's green on the top and orange on the bottom.
Maybe with this leather handle on this little hook thing.
Yeah. And it has four pockets on the outside.
Yes.
Which is like, I think it's a very functional mom bag, if we can say that. I don't know if that's mean or anything, but a very functional mom bag because of those pockets. Like, I envision like a water bottle, keys. Yep.
Put your phone in one.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super cute. Humongous. And I think because I don't carry a diaper bag anymore, I don't have that much stuff that I'm bringing with me just to the day-to-day stuff. So this one is a really good, like, everyday bag.
That is so true. Yep. It's not like one that you need to carry to the grocery store or to the beach. It's like, this is your everyday stuff.
Just everyday stuff. Yep. Uh-huh.
Do you have like everyday bag and then like computer bag and then like soccer bag or whatever?
Yes. But I recently just bought a cover for my phone that keeps some credit cards in it. So honestly, I walk out of the door just holding my phone and my keys most of the time.
Yeah.
But I do have like a smaller bag that's my everyday bag. And this leather tote from Love 41 is now going to be like I need a bunch of stuff. Let's use that one. So no, it's great to have different sizes.
I agree. So this number 41, great gift options here as well. And so again, back in Rwanda, and this tote that we each got, this is cool. They tell you this. It said that we fed 68 meals to a student.
With this one bag. Yes.
That's really cool.
Yep.
Okay, here's our next item. It is called Honeycomb Baby Goods. And you and I are both past the stage of needing this, but we have plenty of friends who aren't. Am I right?
And I'm a new auntie. So
that's right.
From our little baby Ellie.
Well, you should keep it. I'll
probably give it to my sister-in-law because she'll wear it a ton. But even though we're out of this baby stage, there are plenty of babies still around.
That's exactly right. So this is actually a teething necklace. And can I just tell you that when I had babies,
why did this exist?
Exactly. My kids were teething on whatever they found.
Yeah.
On the ground.
I know.
I mean.
On my keys.
Right. So yeah. On your keys, which are like the most gross item ever. Like, chew on this. So this is a teething necklace. And when you think of teething necklace, you're going to imagine that this is a necklace that has teething rings on it. That is not true. It is very cute and stylish that you wouldn't know it was a teething necklace unless you like knew it. Am I right?
Yeah. They're like these geometric, I don't know, are they made of silicone?
That was a good word that you just said, geometric.
But they are. They're a really cool little geometric shape in all these different cool colors. There's five of them on my necklace. Is that the same with yours?
One, two, three. Yep, five of them on mine. And it's made from 100% food-grade silicone, BPA-free.
Yes.
It doesn't have any – I'm not going to say all the words, but it doesn't have any of that stuff you don't want in it. And it's washable with soap and water, dishwasher safe.
And you can stick it in the dishwasher.
Yes.
That's so smart.
And you could stick it in the freezer.
Oh, that would feel good for those little babies.
Exactly. You might have water dripping down your shirt, but it would feel good for the babies.
I wonder what happens. No, it just gets cold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I don't think it's going to drip icicles.
Exactly. But these are also made by a woman. She's a stay-at-home mom. Her name's Kim. She's a great friend of mine. And she has three kids, all under the age of four.
Three boys. I've lived that before.
Kim. All under the age of four.
Keep going.
I just am like, just want to just like give her a nap today or something. Uh-huh. Right. And one of them is like they're fostering, hopefully to adopt. But there's just all kinds of challenges and circumstances that go with that as well. So she's a busy mom, but she was looking for this like creative outlet that we talked about. And so she had been gifted a teething necklace and decided, hey, why don't I make these?
Make these and make them stylish with fun colors.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's really cute. It's very like, can I say this? Hipster mom.
There you go.
Like the colors are just cool.
Yeah.
Like you would wear this and have an air plant next to you.
What's an air plant?
You know, those like.
I don't know what an air plant.
That are always like at IF Gathering, they always had those like hanging, like geometric metal things with plants in it.
Okay.
They don't need water or soil.
Oh.
Or
maybe,
they don't need soil.
I need air plants in my life.
You need air plants. They're like indestructible.
I just planted some things yesterday and like the countdown is on. The countdown is on to how long they survive.
You have been saying you're going to be a gardener.
Yeah, no,
and
I think
was that, darling? That was another podcast where they talked about the soil needs to be just right.
Yes, of have course. Carrie Sowers. Well, we kind of have a lot of projects going around here, so I think I'm destined that we, and Aaron's on board now. That's been the biggest challenge, is that we have this area of our house that we're actually going to create a place where we could like dig up the soil and do it right and put a fence around it so the deer don't eat it. And that just can't happen until next year.
Right.
So I did my potted plants that never survive, but I'm going to try again.
Do it.
Yeah.
Hey, this is totally off the subject, but do you know of these things that you can put in your potted plants? They're like little terracotta cones, and then you tip like a wine bottle that's filled with water upside down in it, and it will water your plants while you're away. So I get it like when I'm on vacation or something and I need the pots to be watered and we don't have like a sprinkler system that hits it. But yeah, it like maybe you need to just keep that in there so there's always water.
I wonder where I would find an empty wine bottle.
I wonder. I mean,
just kidding. You're going to have to tell me about that because I would love that.
It's a little tacky because it's like a wine bottle upside down.
But it could tacky, but like cool.
It could be cool. They're cool. There's different ways that there's different things that you can put, but it just, that's my main problem is that I forget to water.
Oh, me too.
So it helps with that.
Which plants kind of need water to live.
They do. It's like especially in Austin.
Yes. And so I'll wear my honeycomb baby goods necklace, which I honestly can't decide if I should like give this away as a gift, which I probably will because I have no babies, or just keep it in my purse for whenever I'm like around all my friends that keep having babies. Like they're going out of style and I can just like, you know, like make their babies love me by wearing this necklace.
I know. And then you just get to wash it off real quick with soap and water and then pick up the next baby.
Exactly.
It's great.
Just moving on.
I'm just thinking like, if you work in a nursery, stick this on at church.
Yep.
Put this on. Just wash it in between babies.
There you go. super cute. Honeycomb Baby Goods. I'm going to link to their Instagram because she has a great Instagram. It's really a fun Instagram to follow because she shows cute necklaces. So check that out. Great gift if you have a new mom in your life.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe your sister.
I will be giving it to her.
Another gift. Don't listen.
I know.
All right, Emily, we got three left.
All right.
Here we go. This is a lot. This is the second to last jewelry, but this is earrings. Mm-hmm. And this is made by a woman named Shelley Dolan.
Mm-hmm. And, who lives by me, I think.
Oh, is this the one? Remember, I kept thinking. What's area code 425?
Yep, that's close to me.
There you go. Okay, Shelley, you and Emily, get together.
Yep.
So she makes earrings. And so her thing, here's how she started it. Once again, another lovely story that I love it, is that she was like loving, remember in the 90s, the big silver hoop earrings?
Yeah.
Well, like her ears, I'm sure the holes like started dragging, like that happened to all of us.
Uh-huh.
And so she really wanted some like big earrings. And so she created leather earrings.
That look like metal.
Yes, which I'm a fan of leather earrings. We all know that.
Yes.
But she has like four different styles, bar, teardrop, the signature style, which is in big or large. And so they're just super cute earrings. I said cute.
Cute. I'm not a big earring, like a large earring wearer. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because they're so heavy.
Like earrings at all or just big earrings?
No, I wear earrings that are, I mean, I pretty much just wear like my little like diamond studs every day. But the main reason that I don't wear big earrings is because they're heavy.
Right.
So when I got these, they're called light as a leather.
How cute so is that? Cute.
And they truly, they feel like you're not even holding anything.
Yeah.
And they're stylish. They look like metal, but they're leather and they're such a conversation piece and they won't make your ears wonky.
That's exactly right. And she also gives back. So for every pair purchased, a pair is donated to a charity. How cool is that?
That's fun.
Like foster moms or moms with baby in the NICU, which is so, so, so sweet because those mamas need something to brighten their day.
Yes.
So great earrings. Earrings are like, I was about to say they're an easy gift, but they might not be because you just said you don't wear a lot of earrings besides your one pair. I wonder if earrings is a great way for like a woman to step out of her comfort zone.
For sure. This would push me out of my comfort zone, but I'm going to do it because these ones are not heavy.
And it's not too far out of your comfort zone though.
No.
You know, like her earrings are out of your comfort zone, but they're not crazy.
They're not crazy. They're just like a really simple bar gold leather.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
They're really, really beautiful. Once again, another gift for any woman. That would make a good gift to show up on someone's mailbox too.
It would. Just a little sweet package.
Just a little sweet package.
Like my mom would like these too. Like even though they're kind of young-ish, like my mom's pretty hip. She would like those.
You know what? I agree with you on that. I think that my mom would. I mean, she doesn't like crazy things.
Uh-huh.
But again, they're just enough different, but not crazy.
Yeah.
Love them.
Yep.
Okay. Second to last company and our last, well, I'm not going to say last because the very last one has some jewelry in it too, but this is called As You Wish Design.
Mm-hmm.
All right. These are also in the Pacific Northwest.
Yes. Over in Spokane, I think.
Which when you say Pacific Northwest, I don't know where anything is. So
that's okay.
I'm just a loser about that kind of geography.
Yeah. No, you don't live here. So why would you know?
I think the only place I've been up there is Portland.
Well,
and
then
I've only
you need
been
to
there
come
for
a little
like 24
closer
hours.
To me.
Yeah. I know. Okay. Yes. This is As You Wish Design, and it's by two best friends and mamas who they make hand stamp personalized jewelry and hand lettered positive message tees. That was a mouthful, but I did it. And I also want to say this, okay? I want to tell y'all how they started this business. Because
yes, do talk about
this. This is amazing.
This
okay?
is great.
So here's how it started. One day, this is the amazing part. One day, they were cleaning each other's houses together because that's what they used to do every month. How amazing is that? I mean, that doesn't even have to do with their jewelry, and I want to talk about that. But I just want to say, what about two mamas coming together and say, hey, I hate cleaning my house. You want to come over? We'll do mine today, yours tomorrow. Done.
I know. Let's talk the whole time or listen to music and just crank it out.
Can I say I would not like that because, well, A, I don't like cleaning, and B, I don't know if I would want someone else cleaning. I would feel weird.
Cleaning your house.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's nice to have someone else come do it for you. But my girlfriend just moved out of her house and she was as stressed as can be. You know, moving is a big deal. And so she's like, so I said, what can I do to help? And she's like, I just have to clean my house. I'm like, I will do it. So I kind of feel like for her, she doesn't really want anyone else coming to clean her house. But for me, it's like, this is something I can just do to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not gross. I think it's grosser when it's your own house.
Maybe that's true.
Than
maybe the way you're looking at it. Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
So having a little co-op, it's like meal sharing or, you know,
babysitting
making meals
co-op.
Together.
Yep.
Babysitting, house cleaning. It's so smart.
That is really cool. And it's like two best friends hanging out. I mean, that's fun. I'm sure they had all their babies running around.
I'm sure they did. And they
watching Curious George or something. Yeah. That tells you how long ago I had kids that I picked Curious George.
I know. I loved Curious George, but I don't know if they show those anymore.
I know, right?
It's like Sophia the First, although that's probably dated too.
But you know what's really dated? The show that I used to hate that I wouldn't let my kids watch, but they loved
it.
Yes! Oh my gosh!
I feel like they still make them.
That was the worst show ever. I was like, this is the whiniest kid. Why do I want my kid to watch this? It was so awful. Okay, so they developed this company. Enough about our cartoons that we don't like. It's called As You Wish, and the name came from Princess Bride, which I love that show.
Also,
So literally, they are hand stamping jewelry, which this is a great Mother's Day gift because one of the ones they want us to share with you about is called the Tree of Life necklace, and it's basically this cute little silver necklace with a tree in it, and then they can hand stamp the kids' names on it. Perfect for a mom, perfect for a grandma. Great little gift. They have all kinds of other stuff, and they're going to give you free shipping on any order. So there's that.
So nice.
Yeah. And so I think this would be a fun grandparents gift too.
It would be. And the chain that mine is on has these little bead,
mine too.
Bead dot things. Yeah. And so it's just like a nice little subtle change from a normal chain. It's a really nice little piece of jewelry.
They also were super sweet and sent me an extra necklace with a little square charm on it that said happy hour.
Oh, cute.
How nice was that?
Yeah. Well, and I think you can customize, so you can have it say whatever you want it to
for
say.
For sure.
So
yeah.
That's really fun.
Yeah, you can customize it. And this is a great gift for a mom, too, because who doesn't want to wear their kids' names all around them? I mean, it's...
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
I was going to ask you, but I never did, what one of your best Mother's Day gifts was. And I was going to say, a couple of years ago, before my kids came up from Haiti, Aaron got me a necklace and it was hand stamped with all my kids' names on it.
That's really
And it was a really special gift.
That is really sweet.
Do you have a special Mother's Day gift?
Do I have a special? We are not great gift givers.
We aren't either.
Family, so.
Like literally, we aren't either.
We are really not. So my main thing is like, Ryan, I just want you to take the kids and I want them to honor me. That's great. But I mostly want them to just know that it's important to honor people, especially their mom and their dad. Mm-hmm. So my main thing is like, I don't care what it is. Have them make a card. Have them make me breakfast. A flower pot, whatever. It doesn't matter what the gift is. I just want it to be important to the kids that they know how to honor people on special days.
That's good.
I don't know if that makes sense.
It does make sense.
The gifts that they give me are usually things that I'm like, that's really sweet. I'll probably never wear it.
I have them all hanging up on my jewelry hanger, but I wear it the day they give it to me.
I know. And it's darling. I would rather them make me a picture and then I think they've bought like hanging baskets for the front or something. That's perfect.
I take that back. I think one of my favorite Mother's Day gifts was a year that Caden, my oldest, he would have been in like third or fourth grade, and they set up this shop at their school where kids could shop for Mother's Day gifts. And he bought me a coffee mug.
Oh.
And it's a mug I would never, ever buy at a store.
Right.
But I, every time I use it, I think of him.
Yes. Do you keep the thing? My son in sixth grade in art class, he made me this like donut-shaped watercolor palette.
Okay.
And it's so obscure and it's just so Ethan. Like he's just this creative kid and he's like, Mom, I made you this art palette. It's shaped as a donut. Are you gonna use it? And I'm like, for sure.
Of course.
But are you a keeper? Do you keep things?
I'm such a keeper.
You are a keeper.
Right now on my desk is this like terracotta plant. And it just keeps like random things on my desk. It would be like an embarrassment in like a regular office, but my son painted it. So there it is.
Yeah. No, it's special. So this list of gifts is great. Like give this to your husband and then maybe you can avoid some of those like donut shaped palettes.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So As You Wish Design, great little cute company made my mama's, Up By You. Their personalized jewelry starts as low as like $20. So it's a really great price point. If you're looking for a gift. Okay. Last company. This is called Seiko Designs. And if you've listened for a while, you just heard Liz, who's the creator, owner, I don't know her official title. She was on Happy Hour number 75. So
that one was such a good happy hour because she talked about her time on Shark Tank.
Yes. Wasn't that interesting?
It was so – I mean, I love the Shark Tank show, so it was interesting to hear that behind the scenes. But it was so interesting to hear her heart and the way that, like, a normal business person would want to grow a business and the way that she's chosen to grow her business. So – if you are like a business-minded person, go back. What episode was that?
75.
Go back and listen to it. I loved that one. That one was great.
Yeah, it was super great. So Seiko, I heard about Seiko a while ago, but obviously learned a lot more about them from when she was on the show. Mm-hmm. But their website, I thought, when I had heard about them, I thought they only made, I don't know if you've seen these, the sandals with the interchangeable fabric straps.
Yes.
Yes.
Which are so cute, and you can tie them in all these different ways.
Yes. So that was my only knowledge of Seiko. And then I soon realized, oh no, they have a lot more stuff there. And so I actually just bought my first pair of sandals from them recently, and I bought the crossover sandals.
Uh-huh.
I literally have worn them every day since I got them in the mail. And I'm going to, once again, people are really, really love hearing about how much pop culture and design stuff I don't know. They are designed, co-designed by Sophia Bush, and I don't know who that is.
Oh.
Do you?
Sophia Bush. Her name is I don't think she's related to the presidential Bush family.
I don't think so, but it says she's an actress and an activist.
And I don't know.
Oh, you don't know either. I feel so good.
Jamie B. Golden on here. She would be like, right. How could you not know? I mean, I think I've seen Sophia Bush in like Us Weekly, but I feel like everyone in Us Weekly is like 40 years younger than me. So I don't know.
I agree. Okay. If Jamie Golden was here, she would schooling us on who Sophia Bush is.
Jamie Golden, pop in here. Let us know.
Okay. So she was – oh, here we go. I looked it up. She was on One Tree Hill.
Okay.
I never watched that.
I think that it was like after our show watching of WP.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But she's just this young, cute woman. So there she is. Sophia Bush.
Yes, Sophia
Activist
Bush.
And actress. She designed the shoes I have. But they have the sandals that wrap around and you can buy all kinds of different fabric to go with them. Super, super cute.
And they have slides. They have flats. They have good designs. They're cute.
Great designs. And so she, you know, it's an ethical fashion brand that's based in East Africa. Mm-hmm. They have handbags and accessories and sandals with this stuff that we did. I mean, the sandals that we talked about with the fabric.
Yep.
And it began as a way to generate income for high potential talented young women to continue on to university. So basically, she talks about, go back and listen to the episode if you want to hear more, because she goes through the whole thing. But there's this gap between high school and university. And a lot of the women were getting lost in that gap. And so they created this opportunity for them to earn money to go towards their university. And so they're just really seeing an impact that it's having on this, on the women as before they head off to university.
For sure. And then what those brilliant women can do once they have their university degree, what impact they can make in their countries.
Oh,
because of that education.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. So the other thing I want to tell you about that they do, which I think would be a super, super great Mother's Day gift, is called the Brave Bracelet. Okay. So you buy this like bracelet and it is so cute. It is gold and it's got this really cute clasp. But then you go and you can buy individual kind of pieces to go on it, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm going to put pictures up on the website. But these pieces that go on it, and they kind of each have like a different name. So there's like adventure, boldness, bravery, confidence, creativity. How fun would that be to give to your mom and say, I picked out confidence for you, or to a girlfriend or something. They're super, super cute.
And they're just little like token kind of things.
Yeah, it is.
They're really neat. I feel like that's a really special, personalized, special piece of jewelry that has meaning, but it's not super obvious. And I think that's kind of fun and subtle.
Yeah. Yeah. It says each piece that you add to your bracelet signifies a moment, decision, or a dream. I love that.
You know what it's like? Did you ever have a charm bracelet when you were growing up?
Did I? Yeah.
The modern take on a charm bracelet.
That's exactly right. That's exactly the way to explain it. That is exactly how you explain it. So that's Seiko Designs. Great stuff over there as well. And on a personal note, I love my little sandals that I have from them. So we'll have links for everything up on my blog. Okay, we made it. 11 products.
We made it. Those are all great products, great companies, great women who are running them, and men. I'm sure there's a lot of men behind these too.
Yeah, but I like you said earlier, I'm just like so proud.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of all 11 of these companies, like just stepping out, some of them stepping out of their comfort zone big time. You know, some of them running huge organizations, some of them running small organizations straight out of their home.
Yeah. And it's like, it's for babysitter money, you know, it's so that they can just live.
Yeah. So fabulous. So all of the information I hope that you weren't trying to like scratch this down on a piece of paper while you're driving. All the information is over at jamieivy.com. If they have any kind of coupon code, it's going to be there. All their Instagrams will be over there because I think that we should follow them and support them. And so I just hope that you find this as a great resource for shopping. Send the link to your husband, send the link to your kids, but also tag this link to buy gifts throughout the year. These are great companies that we can feel proud and feel confident when we put our money towards.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Emily, for joining me.
You're welcome. Happy Mother's Day, Jamie.
Happy Mother's Day to you too.
Well, thanks.
So fun. Okay. Thanks. We'll see you next week on the Happy Hour.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.